Every Monday about this time. We should get you a theme song, Kyle. Man, Kyle has no theme song, really? All right, fine. Michigan Information and Research Service. See, that's the problem. You can't make that fit something that's really cool musically. Michigan Information Research. It's a lot to say. Basically, it's MERS News, and we talked to Kyle Malin. Hiya, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Yeah, I know we talked about a theme song before, but it just doesn't work like the mayor.
No. Although his was ready-made. Okay. This is like a sitcom theme song. I'll work on it. I don't know. Hey, tax day. You get yours in?
I got mine in last week, so I got mine in right under the wire. But it's a good day for Republicans in particular to make announcements. And today, Tom Barrett, who is going to be running for the 7th Congressional District, which is this area, is going to be signing a pledge as part of
And there, see, that's it's got to be on time. It's got to be on Kyle's end. We had a different phone line for him, and so I'm thinking that's got to be on his end right there. It's 8:10, and it's always just Kyle. Everybody else is pretty much solid and stays on. So I don't know about that. All right. Well, we'll get into more of a tax day stuff. You want to get over to MERS News on the web. And so, do we get him back? All right, fine. We get Kyle back with us. See, Kyle, I'm saying that's on your end now, buddy. You with us? Oh, there you are.
Yeah,
Kyle,
Mike,
I'm calling
it
out, man. Yeah, I'm saying that's on your end now, pal.
I don't know.
All right. So, we had Tom Barrett on a little bit earlier in the show. This is that tax pledge that the taxpayer protection pledge he's signing today.
That's right. And this is part of Republicans just in general trying to change the subject away from abortion, IVF, surrogacy to more fiscal topics and trying to make it clear that he is supporting lowering taxes for people and that this is an issue that he and other Republicans are passionate about. I think they're trying to take advantage of polling that would show that fiscal matters and the economy and the cost of living are more salient topics right now than abortion, which you could argue is a lot more pertinent in 2022.
Yeah, I don't know about that. See, I look at this as... I mean, we're all affected by taxes. We all want to know where our money's coming from. I don't think that anybody sat down and went, hey, you know what? We better draw attention away from the whole abortion thing. Let's sign this pledge. That seems a little nefarious. I don't think that's happening. I think that genuinely, as people running for office, want to say, yeah, we're pledging to spend the money correctly. And then once in office, if things go awry, tax wise, we'll go like, well, you know, at least we can hold them to the fire. You sign this tax pledge thing.
Right. Well, I think it's to show that, just to reiterate to voters that Tom Barrett is typically not someone who's going to vote in favor of taxes. And when he was in the state house and the Senate, he had one of the more conservative voting records in the chamber, and it was because he was a no on subsidies to corporations, and he was also a no vote on anything that sniffed of a tax increase, even if it was, you know, raising the fees on a certain occupation or the licensure of a new profession where a fee was included. He would be no's on those types of votes, and so I think this is just in reiteration that is where he stands.
Mm. I don't know about Democrat side, Republican side, how many Democrats, how many Republicans have signed the pledge. Do you?
No.
I don't know the numbers, how they break down.
No, there used to be, you know, Grover Norquist used to have something called the No Tax Pledge. And that was really popular. I don't believe that is what this is. I think it's kind of in the similar vein, but I'm not necessarily familiar with it either, so I guess we'll learn about it together.
Yeah, he's got that event today. Meantime, you were saying Alyssa Slack, and she's filed her petition of signatures now. She's got enough signatures now to be on the ballot, is he saying?
That's what she says. She's going to be filing those today, which will, once she turns those in and once approved by the Bureau of Elections, will make her officially a candidate for the U.S. Senate nomination for the Democratic side in August. If you want to run for the U.S. Senate, you have to file at least 15,000 valid signatures, as many as 30,000. The expectation is that Alyssa Slotkin will be turning hers in around the 30,000 mark. I wouldn't be surprised if it's even a tick over that, just as a show of strength. I'm sure that she's had them for quite a while. She's been running a pretty first-class campaign from the opening gun, and I'm sure that her team has had quite a few opportunities to collect signatures and that they're in. Her Democratic opponent, Hill Harper, turned his signatures in, I'll have to say, about a month ago. So we will, in all likelihood, have a Democratic primary. There is another candidate, Nasser Baydoun, out of Southeast Michigan. We don't know if he'll get his signatures in yet or not, but that is a significant barrier to getting on the ballot as a U.S. Senate candidate. Not every Tom, Dick, and Harry can go out there and collect 15,000 signatures. And so when you look at the Republican field for U.S. Senate, Mike Rogers will get his signatures in, and Michael Hoover is expected to get his signatures in. Sherry O'Donnell, she has gotten her signatures in. But, there's a lot of other candidates out there that we're interested to see if they turn them in. Justin Amash, he claims he has 15,000. But he has until next Tuesday to turn them in. He's got 8 days. Hmm. So, he says he has them. But if he doesn't turn in more than 15,000, anything less than 20,000, there's going to be a challenge to the signatures, and somebody's going to go through and fly spec them to make sure that they're all valid signatures. People filled out the correct lines, because inevitably you got to just kind of count on at least 10% of those signatures getting tossed as being invalid.
I wonder why, if you have the signatures, why wait? There's the question.
Well, there's a strategic reason for it. I mean, you kind of want to wait until a time when you think you're going to get good news coverage. You're also kind of waiting to see what other people do. Like, in the case of Peter Meyer here, for example, I think he's the best case. If Justin Amash really turns in, let's say Justin Amash turns in 30,000 signatures, then Peter Meyer really doesn't have any chance of winning that U.S. Senate race. So, while let's say Peter Meyer probably has the signatures in hand, I'm going to guess he probably does, he isn't going to file them and go through a campaign. This is just me prognosticating. I don't know. I'm not stating this as fact, but this is what I believe, that he will not turn them in, because two former members of Congress from West Michigan running in the same race with Mike Rogers, neither one of them.
Okay.
Will.
I get you.
What I mean?
I get you. So, yeah, they don't want to cancel each other.
So will he go through with it? Will he go through it? Now, Justin Amash will probably go through with it just because he hates Mike Rogers that much. But, Peter Meyer, will he actually go through a campaign knowing that it's highly, highly likely he won't win? So, but if Justin Amash turns in, let's say, 18,000, then all of a sudden Peter Meyer thinks, well, shoot, we could probably knock off enough of those Justin Amash signatures.
Right.
To knock him off the ballot. Now, I'm the only person from West Michigan, and now maybe he has a better shot at winning the nomination for Mike Rogers. It's still going to be tough, but at least it's more viable. So that would be a reason why you don't turn them in. And then the other reason is, too, if you don't have enough, let's say you turn in 16,000, you don't want to suffer the embarrassment of just getting knocked off the ballot because somebody challenged your signatures and, you had too many bad ones. And that's kind of embarrassing. And you'd rather leave on your own terms and say, say whatever you want. But, you can say you left on your own terms.
Kyle Malin from MERS News. Every Monday we chat a little bit here. Are you going to be outside today at all? Hey, go down to the Tom Barrett thing.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, I'll be outside.
Yeah, that's good. You should just set up a desk outside.
Oh, yeah, right. No kidding. Yeah, it's going to be a wonderful day today.
Yeah, I'm putting my Groovener card table outside. I'm going to do that. Michigan Information Research Service, MERS News. You find them on the web and all. And subscribe, too. I'll tell you what, they have good stuff in the subscription. Eddie, Kyle Malin. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later, right?
We'll see you, Mike.
See you, man. 1320 WILS, Mike Austin back in just a minute with your morning wake-up.